Let's Talk About is recorded and produced in Treaty 1 territories, on the original lands of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and on the homeland of the Métis Nation. Thank you very much for listening. Well, it is now December. We are a few weeks away from the end of what is probably going to go down as the longest and most newsworthy year in a very long time. And I don't really have a big plan for this episode. It's more going to be kind of a wrap-up to the year and a bit of a State of the Union, State of the Podcast type episode because, you know, things are happening, things are changing. You know, I'm not a static human being that's, you know, life is going to go on when you stop listening to this podcast, when my time on UMFM is up for the week. So, you know, once every year I like to sit down and have a kind of State of the Union type look at this podcast and where it's been, where it's going. And this year has been very strange. I was recently looking back at old episodes and looking kind of at the trajectory of episodes this year. And the pandemic, like it did for everyone's lives and so much of our world, threw a monkey wrench into what this podcast was and what I focused on a lot. You know, obviously, we started off the year, my first episode after the Christmas break was an episode about a drone strike in Iraq that killed an Iraqi general. And I was looking at international law and the legality of targeted killings. Looking at what are the contexts under which it is legal, according to international and national law, to kill a foreign national, because it's actually pretty difficult for a country, thankfully, to order the killing of another human being, according to international law. And that led into the next episode where we were all dealing with, you know, the start of 2020, we were dealing with the anxiety over, is the Third World War going to start? Is America going to go to war with Iraq or Iran or any other country in the Middle East and start this global war between nuclear powers? And I had an episode on 9/11 and how Canada goes to war. So the legal mechanisms in place and how how the Canadian government actually declares that we are at war. We are in a state of war. And looking at a few contexts where the government skirted those rules a little bit to actually start up military action before they had gotten the proper approvals and the proper declaration. And then that led into, obviously, the death of Kobe Bryant. And I also had the discussion of, I had ended the year with a discussion of the Akeem Alou situation in the NHL and the culture problem in hockey, and had another episode on Indigenous team names in hockey. And really, after that was when the pandemic hit. And after a couple months, actually, off, you know, I had that one COVID-19 episode in early March, and then we locked down. That episode was the last time. It wasn't exactly the last time I was in the studio. I was there, I believe, 2 days later to be on the hockey show with Teebs. That was the last time I was in the studio recording this show, and it took a few months to get my recording set up at home. And then immediately it was the murder of George Floyd and the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement and the Defund the Police movement, with, you know, the Brendan and Jeremy Leipzig misogynistic Instagram chat news sprinkled in there a little bit. But it was during that pandemic or the start of the pandemic, where I had to take a look at what I was doing. You know, the 2 months I took off wasn't just so I could get this recording set up that I currently have going online. It was to reevaluate, because not only was I thrown personally into a very intense situation where, in the middle of a pandemic, I graduated, I completed my master's degree in the middle of a pandemic, I got a full-time job working in my field in the pandemic, I started a new relationship in the pandemic, more news that I will hopefully be able to share with you all very soon. It's coming, it's just not, it's not official. I haven't signed on the dotted line just yet, so I don't want to announce anything before it could evaporate at any moment, and I'm very anxious about that fact, because it's a lifelong dream coming true. Anyways, so much has happened during this pandemic, and in those early days, like all of you out there probably, I was a bit listless. The intention of this show was every week kind of to treat it like Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, to take a look at issues that are present in the news or on social media, take the discussions that are going on between friends and family members, and strip away a lot of the rhetoric and a lot of the misinformation, and try and get to a place where we talk about the facts of the matter and try and discuss what is going on in an impartial and objective manner. And that became very difficult in the pandemic, for one, because the news was dominated by very consistent things. Like, I could have an episode every single week talking about what Donald Trump said this week. Obviously not anymore, because we are the election of Joe Biden as the 47th president of the United States. That's now changing, potentially. There's whispers that Donald Trump's going to get a show on OANN, and he's not really going to go away, but aside from that fact, there were three things that were in the news constantly. It was COVID-19, Black Lives Matter, Defund the Police, and as much as I could probably have episode after episode after episode on one of those three topics, I reached a point where I wasn't able to find much that was new. You know, those months that I took off, I was looking at the news and checking Twitter and scrolling through CBC, and it was like, it's the same stuff every single day, and it's just growing from there. And I wanted to do something different, so I took the academic spin on it, talking about cultural intermediaries, social capital, cultural capital, inequality. I had episodes dedicated to objectivism versus social constructionism. What is reality? How do we understand the world around us? what is the episode, what is neoliberalism? Like, that was one of my favorite episodes because the amount of work that I put into that, talking about inequality and the complexities of inequality when we consider that inequality stretches beyond just the money in your bank account. I got to do these really interesting episodes and have these great academic discussions and hopefully educate a lot of the people listening. And it was a great turn for the show because I was able to come up with something new. I was still able to follow along, like, okay, maybe there's a way I can fit this in with the news right now or something that's going on social media. And I did pretty well, but it was still very difficult for me to keep this show going because, you know, I didn't want to talk about... I had enough conversations about COVID-19 in my house and with my friends and family. I had enough, you know, I didn't feel comfortable myself joining in the Black Lives Matter discussion because I felt as a white person, it wasn't my place to take part in this discussion. I didn't want my voice to add and become muddled with everybody else's because it was an issue that people like me are not front and center of that issue. So that's why I did the MLK and BLM episode where I just played clips from speeches by Martin Luther King, and then the Defund the Police movement. I had one episode on Defund the Police and trying to explain what exactly Defund the Police means. And it was very fun for me and interesting on an academic level. You know, I've experienced teaching, and the role that I'm in now, in terms of my job, my career, I'm a professional researcher, I guess you could say, and I've got a pretty important job. So, you know, I'm in a position where I'm not researching and I'm not having the same academic discussions I had when I was in grad school. I'm not talking about theory. I'm not talking about, you know, differences between the worldview of Plato versus Aristotle. I'm not arguing classical liberalism versus conservatism and talking about how, you know, little L liberalism, like a little L liberal is more like a Canadian conservative than a Canadian big L liberal. You know, I'm not having those discussions anymore. I'm more talking about like business trajectories and data repositories and creating presentation decks and we're having discussions that are important and they're interesting and I love my job, but I'm not having those similar discussions that I would used to have. So the show is really like an outlet for that. But thankfully, the last little while, things have been able to change. You know, I've given myself, by broadening the scope of the show, I have been able to talk about a lot more things. I brought, obviously, Miranda Morose, who's been on a couple episodes now. I was able to bring her in, talk about film, and on an artist level, what inspires people to create the art that they do. And then talk about student film with the University of Winnipeg Film Festival and what actually goes into running a film festival and being in that and actually helping run that film festival. It was a very interesting experience for me. So it harkens back to me to kind of the early days of this show. Obviously, I had one of the first episodes was on CTE and head trauma in sport. And then I had the three-part cyberpunk series, which Jared really, really liked. And it was one of the reasons when the show went on hiatus at the start of the pandemic, I wanted the CTE episode to come back on as the first episode. We had a replay of the COVID-19 episode for that first week and then had the episode on CTE. And then as soon as my requests were up, Jared threw up all three cyberpunk episodes because he really loved those episodes. And I actually have a reason to revisit that concept, because I'm currently looking at my other monitor, and Cyberpunk 2077 is preloading on my PC. And that ties into the other news that I'm not able to announce just yet. But I will announce as soon as I can, because I actually kind of want to have an episode on that and the experience of that, that I went through. And it brings me back. This pandemic weirdly has brought me back to that moment where I found a reason to branch out and do something that was a little bit strange and a little bit different. It was something that wasn't really present within the news. I just kind of felt like, oh, let's talk about this. Like, this is interesting. This is a topic that I think is important to talk about. And you know, it felt like, again, the episode when I came back from camp in, not this past summer, but the summer before, and I did an entire episode on camp and the importance of experiences like that, and community, and found family, and these episodes where I'm able to just kind of sit here and talk to you all about something really that I find really interesting. And I think I kind of want to do that a bit more in 2021. I want to talk about things that pop into my head. I want to lean into more of kind of what Radiolab is, from WNYC Studios, where they just have strange, every once in a while they'll have just a strange episode that has nothing to do with what's going on in the world. Like, they'll have an episode on lobsters one week, and that's like the most recent episode that they had was on vaccinations, and you know, that's totally fine. You can have those episodes. But I remember back to when I first discovered that show, they had talked about John Scott, just kind of out of nowhere, on their show. And I was like, oh, that's a really cool thing to do. And obviously they've had a lot of episodes on COVID and the American election, because it's an American show. But, you know, they've had tons of really, really cool episodes. And I want to get a bit into that. Obviously I do want to have an episode on QAnon, because I think it's wild and crazy, and I kind of want to bring, a friend of mine is very interested in QAnon, not exactly on an academic level, but he doesn't believe in QAnon. He doesn't, like, he's not actively a part of the QAnon community. He just kind of follows along. He trawls through 4chan and kind of follows along with what's going on in those corners of the internet, being, you know, the fact that myself and all my friends are kind of children of the internet. We find these things weirdly interesting, and we have an understanding of these things that, like, not a lot of people have, for very obvious reasons. So we can kind of talk about these things on a different level than, you know, somebody on global news could, because we grew up in that context. I think back to Edward Snowden's book, his autobiography, Permanent Record, where he's talking about the early days of the internet, where it's kind of like the Wild Wild West, and people don't really remember what that was like. And I still remember, not the early, early internet, but the early internet. Our family got internet when I was like 6, 7 years old, when I finally got access to the internet, playing Neopets. It was great. But, like, back then, it wasn't as structured as it was now. Google existed, but it wasn't, like, big yet. I remember going on and just, like, searching things on the internet and, like, going through websites and going down a rabbit hole and finding things. And now, you know, I log on to I open my computer at the start of the day, whether I'm going to work or I'm going to, you know, it's a weekend or a day off, and I kind of just can sit there. It's structured. I open up my computer, goes to Twitter or YouTube or, you know, whatever, and it's a curated experience. And I want to talk about, I want to go back to that, those early days and talk about the weird stuff that happens on the internet that nobody really understands. So maybe I'll have an episode on QAnon, who knows. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about, you know, the weirdness of early internet culture. I want to talk about gaming. I want to talk about, you know, literature on a weird level. I want to deep dive on silly topics to take those discussions from that you have with your friends and family and bring them here. Obviously, having, you know, knowing academics and knowing just very smart people that are top of their field in a lot of respects, having those people around is going to be great, because we can have, we can mix the friendly conversations with the serious conversations, and get down to the nitty gritty like this show is supposed to do and what I've always intended it to do. But I want to move away. Obviously, with the election of Joe Biden, I think there's going to be a little bit less wild and crazy news coming out of the States, but maybe that's for the better. You know, we're in a position where we've had a year where so much has happened in such a short period of time. It simultaneously feels like the longest year ever, but it also feels like March was 2 days ago. Because every day feels kind of the same. You wake up in the same house and you don't go outside, really. You don't see a lot of people. You don't get to go anywhere. You're just kind of stuck in a routine. And also, it feels like so much has happened because we had an American election this year. Like, we had a global pandemic. The NHL and NBA played a whole playoff in bubbles. You know, the NBA played their entire playoffs at Disney World, and we just like move by that as if it's not this weird like return to Space Jam like it was. Also, they announced a new Space Jam movie in 2020. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air had a reunion episode. What's happening to this world? So this year has been so strange. We started off the year anxious that the Third World War was going to start. Then Kobe Bryant passed away, and his daughter passed away, and then we got smacked with a global pandemic. And in the middle of the pandemic, we had like the anti-mask thing rise up. We had an American election. We had the precipitous rise of QAnon. We had so much happen that it's like J.K. Rowling's been canceled like 6 times in the space of like 4 months. Like it's been crazy, and I don't know if we could top this year. I don't know if it's ever going to be like this again. But I want to keep talking about the strange and weird. For some reason, I want to capture this moment in a bottle, this weird time in our lives. This weird year that our children are going to be learning about in history class one day, and there's going to be a whole unit dedicated just to 2020. You know, the Spanish flu 2.0, and I want to capture the weirdness that happened, because I haven't had as many weird conversations with people as I have in 2020. Maybe it's all because we're all cooped up in our houses, and we're still in the middle of lockdown here in Manitoba, and we're all kind of going a bit stir crazy. The fact that I got to go to the office today was a miracle, because I got to go out of my house and I got to sit at a desk and work and got to be in meetings and actually look somebody in the eye. But I'm only going to be working from the office once a week, and it's going to be very brief. But anyways, so yeah, the podcast went through a very strange change this year, because honestly, from the beginning of this year to the end, I think back to the person I was and what I was going through at the end of 2019, and the strangeness of early 2020 going through everything and rediscovering myself and growing as a person. And this year, the year I turned 26, it finally clicking in my head, like, okay, I'm an adult now. Like, it's becoming real, and life is changing so rapidly, and feel like you've kind of crossed that threshold in life. So I want to keep moving, and I want the show to evolve. The show's not going anywhere. You know, I got a new job, and it's great, and I love it, and there's nothing in my contract that says I can't keep doing this show, which is great. And I want to keep on going and keep on trucking. So, yeah. So, if you're a fan of Let's Talk About, like, not much is going to change. It's still going to be me talking about things and breaking things down. And I'm still going to have those odd episodes where I go and I talk about, like, objectivism, like, objective reality versus subjective reality. And what is the meaning of existence and the things we understand and how we know what we know and what we consider real. I'm still going to have those discussions and then get academic on you. But I'm also going to have a little bit of weird conversations. You know, think back to when I had John on for that Halloween episode a while back, and we just talked about horror movies for a while. It's going to be conversations like that. And I'm looking forward to it because I want the show to keep evolving, and I want to keep this being fun. I gave myself a lot of leeway when I came up with the concept for this show, because these are still going to be important conversations to have, because they are conversations that are happening between people every day, and topics that are interesting, and I want to help educate and help people understand the world around them a little bit better. So I think that's where we're going to go. As for me myself, the next 2 weeks, usually I would have already taken my Christmas break by now. I was looking back, and the last episode I recorded in 2019 was December 3rd. So I'm a little bit past that. It's currently December 7th. So this episode is going to be the last for about 2 weeks, and I'll be back in the new year. We got some important things happening at work, so I'm going to be pretty busy. And also Christmas. So a couple weeks with no episodes. I'm going to let people kind of take the time slot and do what they will with it. Maybe Jared will just play Here Comes Santa Claus on repeat during my time slot. I don't blame him if he would. Song's pretty great. But then we'll be back in 2021 with some new episodes and some new discussions and probably some weird ones. So this show's not going anywhere. Just a couple weeks off, and we'll be back to it here on 101.5 UMFM and Spotify. So keep tuned. And hopefully when we come back, I'll have some amazing news to share with everybody here. Not life-changing, but a lifelong dream that is on the cusp of coming true for me. So it'll be fun to talk about. Other than that, I think I'm going to leave it there. So thank you much for listening. This has been the State of the Union podcast here on Let's Talk About. So have an amazing holiday for everybody. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. Just have an amazing, amazing, amazing holiday. Stay safe, wear a mask, keep, you know, use this time to spend it with those you love. I know I will. So this has been Let's Talk About. I'm Jason. You've been the audience all throughout this weird year of 2020. Have a safe and happy holidays and happy new year. I'll catch you on the flip side.